All right, it is 7:33 on Friday evening. That means it is time for Local Motives. You're listening to WMPG. My name is Josh, and in the studio tonight, we have Jelania. Yes. And let me bring them in here. You guys hear me okay?
Hey.
Sure can.
Oh, yeah.
There you are. All right. So Jelania is Lauren Hottinger.
Hi.
And Tim Garrett.
Hello.
And you each get one word to describe what people are about to hear. You can't use the words of your instruments.
Who wants to go first?
You go first.
I'm going to cheat and I'm going to say desire, because that is the name of the band translated.
I'm going to go ahead and say awesome, because that's how I feel when we play music together.
I think that just judging by what I've heard in the last half hour or so, I think those are both fair.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. So, and Tim is going to be playing.
I play the cello.
And Lauren?
I play the guitar. Electric guitar. And acoustic guitar, but right now I'm playing the electric.
And she sings.
And I sing.
Okay. So all right. So you've already told everybody that the name of the band means desire.
In Russian.
Not everybody.
Everybody that's listening.
I didn't find out till like the seventh rehearsal, actually.
Yeah.
Well, no, but you've already told us.
We have.
Yes. Yeah.
So, all right. Scratch that question off my list.
Although I did ask someone from Moscow how she would translate it directly, because she speaks fluently, and she said that it could be used in kind of a variety of different ways, to desire, to be desired. So apparently I'm not a master of the Russian language, but there's some wiggle room in there.
And so where did you get the name?
Actually, a friend recommended it to us. We were having a really hard time coming up with a name, and she said, how about Jelania? I've always wanted to be friends with people who are in a band called Jelania. So,
that's right.
So we stuck with that. We were like, yeah, that's good. Something that nobody could pronounce or remember.
Yeah, I think phonetically it just appealed to us too, because it just rolls right off the
tongue.
And
I really like what it means. I think there's a lot of desire in our music, desire to be heard, to communicate and, you know, play music.
It's true.
All right. So would you like to play any music?
Yeah,
I would love to.
All right, we're going to play a song for you, and this is called What You Fear.
All right.
This is not for your love to hear. I am the animal you fear. I can feel your breath on my neck. I can feel your skin on my skin. I can feel your fingers reaching. This is just purely primal. This is not kind or graceful. This is not for my love to hear. You are the animal I fear. This is a game of heartbreak. There is no room for mistake. This is not for my love to hear. I can feel your breath on my neck. I can feel your skin on my skin. I can feel your fingers reaching. This is a game of heartbreak. There is no room for mistake. This is not not for my love to hear. I am the animal you fear.
That was awesome.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Tim didn't have his... Did you hear me? Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Builds up a sweat.
It's still early.
That's why we did that one first.
No, that was really great. And
thanks.
Thank you.
It's different, huh?
It really is. Yeah. And I'm pretty certain this is the first cello I've had in here since I've been hosting, so
yeah, hard to come by.
Cellos, really?
Well, cellists, I think, are kind of hard to come by.
I don't know any.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll keep my eye out.
That's not true. I know two.
Wait a minute. You know at least
one. Yeah. Okay.
One.
At least one.
Ouch.
So how are songwriting duties split here?
That's an interesting question.
That is an interesting question. Usually, I don't know. Usually, one of us will come up with something and, one of us will be like, hey, do you like this? Or what do you hear here? Or I'll be like, I came up with this and this is what I hear. And we just kind of play off each other like that.
So it is very, a very mutual process.
It's very collaborative.
It's very mutual and very organic. Yeah.
Yeah. It never really matters who comes up with the idea. I think the process kind of turns into the same thing every time.
Yeah, and it's always 50-50.
Yep. We all contribute, and we start with just a nugget of an idea, and then we have to do it together to work it into a full song, because I don't think either one of us allows it to go too far without the other one.
Yeah, it's pretty symbiotic. I can't really play any of our stuff by myself.
That's true. It makes the recording process very difficult because we can't really individually track very well. We rely on
visual
vibing
cues
with each other and visual cues. And yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, just from hearing one song, it definitely would not be the same song without both parts there.
Right, and there's just the two of us. Yeah. So, yep.
Yeah.
And how long have you guys been?
2 years.
2 years together.
Wait, how long? Wait, you didn't finish the question.
No, I'm sorry. I know. You poked your head off. I can't see you. And no, but how long have the two of you been playing together?
For 2 years. 2 years in July, actually, I think. June or July.
Women are much better at these things.
Oh, is that why you kept looking at me? It's been 2 years.
Yeah, I didn't even want to say anything. It felt like, you know, it's our anniversary.
Right.
You didn't even remember. It's been about, it's actually kind of a funny story. The first time we ever played together, I just didn't get it at all.
Well, yeah, and he was my cello teacher, actually.
Yep, she came in for lessons, and she said, well, I want to loop this cello so I can play it against my guitar. And we sort of worked with that for a while, and then I said, well, why don't I just play the cello? And she kind of looked at me like, oh.
Yeah, I went over kind of for a jam session in lieu of a lesson, and I was assuming it was going to be really awkward because we're from extremely different musical backgrounds, and I just didn't think we were going to have anything in common, and I didn't think that it was going to work at all, and I was kind of assuming that I would just leave there.
And the first time it didn't.
You know. Yeah, well.
Lauren's music is in exotic key signatures and time signatures, and it's all over the place, and it's always different. And, you know, and that's what makes it special and unique, in my opinion. And when I tried to play with her stuff, I could not find the beat. And, you know, I mean, I went to music school, you know, and I could not. And then she says to me, oh, somebody, by the way, said that this song is in 7 and then 3 and then 12 and then 9 and then 4. And
oh,
then
it didn't
two.
Happen exactly like that.
And I said, oh, really? You know, could you write that down for me? Because
I was like, what?
So then we started to just try and create music together from scratch, and that went way smoother.
And it worked, and here we are.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're very happy to have you here.
Thanks.
Want to hear another
happy
one?
To be
I would
here.
Love to.
All right.
Okay. This next song is called Serendipity.
I wasn't expecting that to end so soon.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
No. We like sometimes to cut things short.
I
guess I was just waiting for vocals at some point.
And actually, most of our pieces are instrumental.
Ah.
And we have kind of, I guess you could say, a minimalist approach to things. And we like to put you in a bit of a trance and then snap you out of it.
Yeah. I like to play my guitar. I kind of came to him and I was like, I really like to play my guitar. I enjoy singing, but if I can just play my guitar all the time, no matter what, and only do that ever for the rest of my life and never stop, then that's what I would like to do.
Yeah, getting Lauren to sing involves bribes.
Yeah.
Cajoling, coercion, anything.
But when it comes down to singing, do you, Lauren, write lyrics, or do you ever write lyrics to songs?
Yeah, I have solo stuff that
no.
I write that all not all has lyrics, and once in a while we write lyrics for our songs.
I will suggest a change of a word, perhaps. And that's about the extent of
very gently.
You mean lyrically. I was like, what word? What did I say?
No, I trust her completely lyrically. She has a great process, which is kind of backwards, I think, for most people, which, again, for me makes it unique, is that she, tell me if I'm saying this right, Lauren, lets the flow of the language kind of influence the music, and so the way that the words sound or the way that they come off or how many syllables they have, anything like that, allows her to develop a sound that she hears that goes with those words, which in my experience sometimes people, you know, hear a guitar riff first and then do it that way. So I found that interesting.
And you know, I was thinking while you were doing that song, I was having a conversation with somebody recently. This might start off sounding negative, but it's really not. But I was having a conversation, and I was saying I'm so sick of two-person bands coming up, but you know, because there are a lot of two-person bands, you know. They're just all of a sudden, since the White Stripes, they keep coming along, and it's
I knew that this was going to come up, and I want to say something about that. We began playing together before either one of us knew who the Civil Wars were.
Well,
before
I don't know who the Civil Wars.
She still
Wars
doesn't.
Are.
She Lauren still doesn't know who they are.
Well, but my point is though.
It is. It's a fad, isn't it?
It is,
yeah.
and
it is.
It's really nice
I didn't
to hear.
Know we're doing something trendy.
Yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
That.
Lauren didn't know that
I
we're trendy.
No idea. I just play
literally
guitar
under a rock. Yeah.
All you do is play guitar, yeah. And we know. Right?
Yeah, the White Stripes were one of the first groups I did listen to.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of the music that I really like is could be considered somewhat minimalist. But that really had nothing to do with all of this.
No, and that's not what I said. I meant at all. I just it's so nice to hear something. Somebody bringing something different to a two-person outfit.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Like, that's so sweet.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. I know it started off negative.
No, it's
he warned
fine.
Us too, and we just went. Listen.
And you did a really good job at backpedaling.
Right. It wasn't backpedaling.
I'm totally kidding. It's fine.
But no, you know.
I think
mean,
he's
it's
just
not
playing
just...
Blink 182 right now over all of this.
Right. No.
No.
So this next song is,
let's not segue like that.
needs to be a smoother transition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We really like you, Josh.
Oh, why thank
oh,
you.
Yeah,
I really
absolutely.
Like you.
Absolutely. That was never in question.
No,
oh my
no,
goodness.
He's a great
no.
guy for anybody yeah. listening. Yeah.
This next song we wrote in the beginning of our playing together, we wrote three songs, that sort of tell a story, and the name of the sort of the three songs is The Language. And so we're going to play the first part of these three songs that sort of go together.
And what's the name of this one?
It's the first part of The Language.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's
okay.
That's fine. I said
language.
That's fine. The Language part one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jelania, live in the WMPG studios. And that was the first part of language?
Yeah.
Yes. Language part one.
Language part one. Language the first.
Yeah. Yes. The bloodline continues.
So, how about, all right, so Lauren, you said you do some stuff by yourself, some solo stuff.
I do.
And what about you, Tim? You,
yes.
Outside of Jelania.
There is nothing.
that's right. I watch Spike TV all day long. let's see. I have a full cello studio of students of all ages. And I play in the Bangor Symphony. I play in a group called Main Pro Musica. I play in a band called Mary and Grace. And play with a whole bunch of people in the past, too. Do recording projects, play events and weddings. And yeah, it's very busy. Yeah.
So you know what you're doing.
Well, that would be an overstatement. I mean, I know what I'm doing within a 5-minute frame of time. Yeah.
All right. And
like, if you asked me what the first song we played was, I had no idea.
That was my next question.
Damn it.
All right. So you're listening to WMPG. And this is Local Motives. It is 7:55, almost 7:56. And we've got Jelania here for about another hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
Yeah,
thanks
I'm excited
for having
about
us.
It. It's exciting.
And you guys have a show coming up?
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
On Sunday, we're playing it's a 45-minute set at the Empire downstairs at about 10 p.m.
Anybody else playing with you? Or
Probably, but we have no idea who it's going to be.
Yeah. Oh, all right, fair enough. I've had days like that.
Not with us, but before or after us, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of a free for all. I think it's one of our favorite things to do in town because you just absolutely never know what you're going to get. Someone might get up on stage and you feel very bad for them, and then someone else will get on stage and you'll feel like, wow, I should quit now, you know, that sort of thing. So, and everything in between. So it's a complete, hodgepodge, potpourri, if you will. It's pretty amazing.
Sunday night, haven't they had a like open mic there on Sunday nights?
Yes, and that we are the featured performer for the open mic night. Yes.
See, I know a little bit about what goes on around
Absolutely.
Here.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, and it's hosted by John Nels, who's a great guy. Shout out to John Nels.
And, have you been playing a lot this summer?
Yeah, we've been playing a lot. I think individually, and also we've had a couple shows together. Yeah, we just played a bunch.
Yeah, we played at Blue, and I think, where was our first gig? It was in Brunswick, wasn't it?
We played at Solancha.
Oh, yeah, we played at Solancha.
That was a good show. And, yeah, we've played in Brunswick and Portland a bunch.
And so who would you pair yourselves with as you're thinking about a show? Who are you?
Portishead.
Well, okay, a little more locally.
Nope.
I mean, I'm sure they're listening, and they'll be in touch, but...
That, I wouldn't even know
how to
answer
that. Yeah, that's a really good question. I have no idea. I like everybody. I have so many local musicians that I really respect and really, really enjoy listening to that I would be honored to be on stage with pretty much any of them.
Good answer. That's a good answer. Because
much more diplomatic.
No, I mean that.
Well, I agree with you. It's there is an absurd amount of talent around here.
Very true.
And and everybody's more than willing to share the stage and
it's an amazing community. Yeah. It really is.
All right, before we get back to some music, I just need to read a little something. I know you keep popping your head. You're off to the side there.
I
know.
Pop my head through the glass, but you know.
I know what you mean, because I can see what's happening in the other room. But I'm just going to turn your mics down, talk amongst yourselves for a moment, because I need to check the weather. Weather this evening, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then mostly clear, lows around 60 tonight. Tomorrow sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. Sunday, mostly sunny again, highs in the mid-70s. And Sunday night, clear with lows in the lower 50s. So, a decent-looking weekend there. And even mostly clear Monday, which is nice. Oh, partly sunny Monday even. Highs in the mid-70s for Labor Day. So, very nice-looking holiday weekend. It's 8 o'clock, and you are listening to WMPG and W281AC, Gorham, Portland. This is Local Motives, and we've got Jelania in the studio. Actually, you can, if you want to keep those off, and you guys can go right into another song. Let me...
This next song is called Fandango.
Apologies there.
No worries. That's fine.
Short.
What?
I said some of them are short.
Yeah.
That's okay. No, I just, I'm sorry I was delayed. I have a caller on the phone there.
Oh, okay.
So people are calling.
Is it for
listening.
Me?
Cool.
I'm kidding.
Yes, they asked by name.
Did you leave your wallet somewhere again?
Probably.
all right. So all right, so a question I had thought of earlier in the day, as I'm driving around.
Okay.
I've got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old at home, and lately they've been asking for Michael Jackson in the car. So.
Not touching that one.
No, and they ask for the same, you know, they listen to the same song over and over. So, what was the last song each of you were just obsessed with and couldn't get enough of?
Ooh, very good question.
That's
not ours. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Someone else's.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, nope. let me see. I'm currently obsessed with one song, actually, by a band called Brown Bird. I don't know the name of the song. It's the first track on the album that I have. And I listen to it over and over
Maybe
and over and
hum
over again.
A little bit of it.
No. Sorry. But so maybe that's not helpful. I don't know.
Well,
but,
no. I mean, that answers my question. Yeah, I mean, because there are those songs that, you know, you just hear and then you have to listen to it again and again and again.
Yeah, there's a version of the song Roads by Portishead that was done at a live show that they did in New York. And it's just chills every time. Yeah, definitely.
From
it's
the
beautiful song.
From that live album they put out, was that?
Yeah, Roseland, yeah. 97. Yeah. And it's on the album Dummy. And it's just live. It's just unbelievably gorgeous. And they have like a full string section. And it's just amazing stuff. Yeah.
I remember when that album came out. Yeah, what I didn't say is that even after my kids were out of the car, I kept listening to Black or White over and over again this afternoon.
Yeah, that guy was a genius. I mean, you know, he was messed up, but that guy was a genius musician. And I mean, you know, oftentimes the geniuses are a little bit strange.
There's something. Yep. But back to Jelania.
Mm-hmm.
So people are listening and they're thinking, man, I really love this and I want it. Are they going to,
Lauren?
Guys don't have anything out yet, or?
We're actually in the process of recording. We're almost done. Our CD release should be in probably the fall, October maybe, I'm hoping. Somewhere in Portland, we haven't really decided on a venue yet, but yeah. We're in the process of recording our first album, actually.
We have a song today that was written literally days ago.
Yeah, and that'll be on the album, too.
Brand new music.
Yeah, brand new music.
Brand new music.
And,
it's all pretty brand new.
It is all pretty, but we're trying to get it all down and have something. It's a long process.
It
takes a long time, more than you always think. And, you know, you want it to be perfect. You listen more critically as time goes on.
Yeah.
And then you try not to lose the magic of the way it was in the beginning.
Yeah, the magic is the most important thing to me. He listens pretty critically. Sometimes I like things to be messy, and he likes things to be really perfect. And so we meet in the middle perfectly every time. It's amazing. Things are perfectly messy.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it, Lauren.
Yeah.
And so are you just kind of going in and recording a song here and there, or?
Yeah, well, the process has changed. I think now that we've done it a few times, we realize that we need all the block of time for one song.
Yeah.
And we used to go in with more ambitious ideas about, you know, like, we're going to do the whole album in 33 minutes. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm exaggerating, obviously.
Yeah, no, but I know
what
you mean.
I mean.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And now if we get one good take in a day, we're thrilled.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've only been in a recording studio proper once. And you know, they had a 2 days, I think they had set aside, and you know, they barely got through six songs, I think seven, and it definitely took a lot longer than going in I thought it would take.
All my stuff was done in one take.
Right.
Wait, is that a heckler?
No, he said all his parts, he played bass, and all of his parts were done in one take.
Well, it's bass.
I wouldn't believe it.
It's bass. I know.
Okay, now that we've disenfranchised our...
It must be the full moon tonight.
It's a blue moon, you know?
Yeah, right?
Second one this month.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to get out and see that.
Yeah, that'll be beautiful.
I don't think it's physically blue.
No.
The blue moon just means second one this month. Second full moon this
month.
Once
in a blue moon.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Cool.
Maybe it's blue. I don't know. I can't see from here. But anyway.
I have some tinted glasses I'll put on.
So you've disenfranchised all our bass playing listeners now. Would you?
I'm
that wasn't me.
I'm going for everyone I can think of.
All right. How about another song?
Okay.
All right.
This is the brand new Hot Out of the Oven one that we were just talking about. This one is called Frost.
All right.
Step away from the edge. You're starting to scare me. Come into my arms when nothing can harm thee. But you're selfish and sad, and it's really too bad that you don't know that you are the winter and I am the snow. The world is getting heavy underneath your feet, and you have miles to go before you sleep, and you have a million promises to keep. Don't you know that I will take your pain like the ocean swallows the rain? Gentle, the edge will soften up. And maybe if we're gentle, our love will open up. But you're selfish and sad, and it's really too bad that it's not the same. 'Cause you are the blood, and I am the vein.
I was waiting for you to put your headphones on. I want that in my ears all the time.
Thanks. Aww, that's our newest one.
I'm having a great time.
Thanks. And, we are too. We love it here.
I mean, it's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Well,
very
thank
much.
You.
Yeah, we're very in love with that song right now.
Yeah.
And it's the newest one. It's like the newest member of the family. And
Yeah.
We really like that one.
Yeah.
And gonna record that?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I just convinced him that it needs to be on the album. It was like pulling teeth.
I saw in front of me another 18 weeks of, you know.
And but, I said, it doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be like that.
It really needs to be on the album.
I want it on the album.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Now, we record all these shows, you know.
And this is being recorded?
It's being recorded.
Wait a minute, what?
and so...
I retract everything I said.
And actually, next week sometime, it'll go up on localmotives.org.
Yes, I saw the website. It's beautiful.
Oh,
it's
thank you.
Yeah, I saw it too. It's nice.
It's all me.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well, actually, Webmaster yeah, too? So, yeah. Oh, okay. Wow.
That was my initial role. But but so, yes, that will be a song that I get to listen to over and over.
Oh, that's sweet.
We love to hear that.
Yeah. So with this next song is called The Language Part 2.
Do you want to say a little bit about the language? Yeah. And we conceived of these three songs through imagery, and there's actually a movie. It's only exists in both of our heads right now.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Sounds ridiculous, but
it does sound ridiculous.
there is actually a script to the three songs
in our heads.
In our heads, yep. And we want to make a movie with those three songs being featured, hire actors, the whole nine yards. You know, it's a pipe dream, but it's gonna happen.
I bet you could make something happen.
Yeah.
I mean, especially around here.
It goes beyond music video. It's more of a music movie, you know. What do you think, like 30 minutes long? I don't know. Anyways, it's set in medieval times. So when you're listening to this next one, what is the next one, Lauren? Language Part 2.
Part 2.
So I want you to listen for, let's see, there's throwing of people. There's a fire.
There's carnage.
Yep. There's coitus? Can I say that? So, can I say? There's mischief, mayhem, death, and destruction. And this is the soundtrack.
This sounds like an action-packed song.
Yeah, it's action-packed. I love this song. And this is The Language Part 2.
Yes.
Ready? No, hang on. That's not part of the song. Got it.
A quick do-over.
Oh, sorry about that.
What's going on? Sorry, I can't hear anything. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. No, I said a quick do-over. That's all.
There's that Victor Borga sketch. There's that Victor Borga sketch where he's playing the piano and then he gets moved over like 2 inches and it's all of a sudden it's in tune.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I just did to Lauren.
Thank you. Jelania, Lauren Hottinger, and Tim Garrett here at WMPG. And that was the second part of Language, or Language Part 2. Let me do this here. There, now Tim can speak. I'm sorry, I had your mic turned down.
I don't really have anything to say.
Oh. Let me just take the ball gag out. Hang on.
Ooh. Yeah, well, for the radio, they can't see in here, but, you know, it's a wild scene.
So the first part of Language, the second part of Language, I'm going to assume that at some point we'll hear the third part of Language, or Language Part 3.
You assume correctly, yeah, okay. That's right.
Do you, so did all three of those come together as one piece that you then broke up, or?
Essentially, yeah, they all follow the same storyline. And the music is supposed to be kind of the soundtrack to the story. And it originated in three parts. My memory being hazy, I'm going to turn it over to Lauren and see if she remembers things in an interesting fashion, because I know there's more to this story.
I wasn't listening.
Hey.
I'm just kidding.
I can hear that.
Yeah. The story originated with I had an idea of a girl. Help me out. Of a girl that was brought up in the medieval times, I guess, or maybe a little bit later than that, I don't know. And she's a luthier's daughter and is from a very poor family. And
There's a fancy ball. In the third part of the Language, you're going to hear a waltz.
It's the end of the movie.
Yep, it's the characters dancing. And then after that, they fall in love, of course. And after that, there's a murder, and there's a jealous murder, and it happens on a cliff. One of the main characters is thrown over the cliff. You'll hear a scream, and you'll hear... We nicknamed the third part of the Language the heartbeat song, because there is a pulsating heart effect in the music, and it's all very cinematographic.
Thank you, yes. Yeah. Everything he said.
You made it up.
And so, I mean, earlier when you said you have... A full screenplay, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, it's all written, just not physically.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not kidding. No, it's all there. We even have casting dreams, you know? Yeah. I'm envisioning, like, maybe, you know, Johnny Depp and, what do you think, Christina Ricci?
No. Well, no, we haven't talked about that part yet.
All right, we haven't talked about that part yet.
And so... Do
you want to be in the movie?
Casting.
Yeah, you want to be in the movie? You can be the bad guy.
Extra? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With those glasses?
An extra. I've had a starring role in a short film before.
Well,
and then
you're
all
more than invited.
All the footage was lost.
Oh, how anticlimactic. That's awful.
Right. It's when you see those movie extras and you realize there was an actor in the movie that never made the cut.
Yeah,
you feel
right.
Really bad.
And so, back to your music, though. Mm-hmm. So in this case... Lauren, this story came first, and then you guys kind of...
I don't know. I think really we wrote the first song, or the first part of it, and then one of us said, this kind of sounds like a story. And I was like, yeah, this is the story. And then it pretty much just unfolded. And then with each song, more of the story sort of came to life.
Yeah, I think everything with us happens spontaneously.
Yeah, spontaneously and all at the same time. It just all gets thrown together and then tastes delicious.
Yeah, yeah. So the first part of the Language, which we heard earlier, is where the characters meet. And they're very suspicious of each other at first. They don't think they're going to like each other. You know, there's some analogous things going on here between the two of us, I suppose, because we are very much from different musical backgrounds.
Yeah.
Lauren doesn't have any theoretical training at all.
I just go by ear and by what my fingers tell me to do.
Right. And being classically trained, you know, I think very theoretically. And I think in a way, the freedom with which she creates... influences me to get out of the box more, and the sort of stringent, you know,
rigid
4/4 meter
two by
that
four.
I think in, all right, that's enough. you know, helps her to organize her thoughts.
Absolutely.
And I think that's why it works when we play music together.
We just meet in the middle all the time.
Yeah.
Usually.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's working out pretty well.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. I did have something else, and then I lost it. So please.
Sure. So this next song is...
This next song is called Sanctuary.
Ah, yes, okay.
And that was Sanctuary?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just as you were ending, I was like, oh, I remember what I was going to ask. And then I lost
it
again.
Go for it. Oh.
Yeah. Hold on. Give me a second here. It was... oh, yes. Okay. I've got it. See, all I needed was a couple of seconds there. So, when you guys are writing... Say you're writing together or you know, working on something together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you make a conscious decision at some point to add like a melody and lyrics to a piece? Or is it just kind of all how it feels and what kind of comes?
It usually happens organically with instrumentally. And I lean towards wanting to keep it all instrumental. And I think we talked a little bit about this in the beginning. I just want to play my guitar.
Right.
Lauren has a beautiful singing voice.
Thank you. But I'm pulled to write lyrics. We do write lyrics, obviously.
Sometimes we will be, going over ideas and someone will say, I think this is a song with words.
Yeah.
And then sometimes someone will say, I think this is a song without words. And,
Yeah,
no, go ahead.
Because I feel like for 98% of the time, these songs are already written. You know, it's just a matter of, them manifesting themselves in our instruments and in our fingers. At least that's how it is for me.
When we're writing, we oftentimes say the same thing at the same time. Finish each other's sentences, that sort of, sickly sweet nonsense. but it's real, and it actually does happen. Someone will say, I was thinking of this, and the other person will almost inevitably be thinking the exact same thing in different words. And so that lends us to believe that, we've just been given some sort of gift. And we would love if people like it, but for us, it's kind of a spiritual experience. We really love to make music together, and I think Lauren would agree that it's very relaxing. It's artistically really satisfying. And it's something that I think we will do for a very long time, if not forever, just because it's special to us. So.
I like to hear that.
Yeah,
it's moving, I mean, yes.
yeah. So we have one song left, actually, and
it is 8:30 p.m.
Depending on whether or not Lauren does some of her own stuff.
Well, whatever you guys want to do. If you want to do one more, and then if you guys want to keep playing in there, we can manage that. And if you want to come in here and just talk a bit more, and
sure. Well,
we could even
let's go ahead and do
things to play.
Yeah, we have a couple more. We can manage a couple more songs.
Well, let's go ahead and do Language Part 3, and since we're just talking about it, and in this one, there's a waltz.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And there's the murder, there's the stabbing, there's a scream, there's someone being thrown off a cliff, and what else? Well, that's enough, isn't it?
I think this is actually personally one of my favorite songs. I like this song very much.
Great. Let's hear it.
Okay.
right. So that was the third part of Language.
Yeah.
By Jalanja. Am I still saying it okay?
Jalanja.
Jalanja.
See, that time I was caught off guard. The phone rang. But somebody was calling, asking what was playing, and was loving it.
Aww. Awesome.
Nice.
Thanks, Mom.
No. Yeah, right. No. All right. One moment. This program and this moment are brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. So, it is 8:36. You are listening to Local Motives, and we have Jalanja here with us, which is Lauren Hottinger on vocals and guitar, and Tim Garrett on cello. I've got you guys back with me.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
That's okay. I was just listening to the noodling there. All right, so that was the last song that you had planned. That's fine.
Yeah.
But how long have you each been playing your respective instruments?
I've been playing for about 10 years, maybe nine years.
20.
20 years.
20 years.
Did you start with cello then? Was that your first instrument? Or?
Nope. I started as a composer. So, I like this very much because it feels like a little bit full circle. You know, I get to write again with lovely Lauren Hottinger. Very happy to be doing. And then I picked up piano, and Mom's a pianist, so I wanted to prove I could do it without her help. It's about 9. And then I got into my head and wanted to play a string instrument, and ended up as a cellist. So
it's a lovely stringed instrument, the cello.
It's a very intimate instrument. Sounds kind of like, I think, a lot like the human voice. It's kind of a baritone register, but it has a huge range. You know, yeah. You can go up and pretend to be a violin for a while, and pretend to be a bass for a while, and I like the versatility.
Yeah, I mean, and just watching, you know, you're plucking strings a lot too, so playing more like...
Right, exactly.
Like,
yeah, that's right. And I guess one of the things I always wanted to try and do was to show off the versatility. Now, I don't have all my toys with me here today, but sometimes, you know, I'll do some looping and we'll kick the overdrive and sound like a guitar. And sometimes I'm not sure what to think, because most people, when they see the instrument, they know what sound they want to hear. And so I feel like it's important to always do that as well.
Yeah, but to show it off a little bit and do something unexpected is...
Yeah, exactly. You know, something people haven't seen before, heard before. Yeah. I think all artists want to try and do something like that. Yeah.
And Lauren, did you start with... I'm sorry, did you not want to talk again?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm excited to talk.
She's already writing a new song.
No,
yeah.
Sorry.
Doesn't matter where, doesn't matter what we're doing.
No, it does.
Well, that's great. No, that's great.
That we might even have it for you by the end of this. Yeah.
So did you... was the guitar your first instrument?
It was. It was my first and only, actually. I went through a series of other instruments. I tried playing cello, which is how I met Tim, violin, bass, piano, and stayed with all of them for about 9 days and kept coming back to the guitar. And I realized it was really... I mean, I love being a musician, and I've tried to be a multi-instrumentalist, but... it hasn't happened yet. I haven't given up. It just hasn't come to fruition as of now.
Sure.
You're a guitarist.
Thanks.
Sunday night at the Empire, 10 o'clock, you guys are going to be playing.
We are.
Yes.
Super excited.
And we may even dress dapper.
Oh.
I'm definitely wearing my black boots.
Ah, okay. I had a feeling.
And then sometime this fall, we'll look for an album.
Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be called Cure for This, which is one of the tracks that you did not hear tonight.
What?
That's right.
It involves a little bit of some technology. There's a loop pedal involved, and we don't have that with us.
That was going to be
it broke.
My next question actually was when you're recording, are you just doing it straight up like the two of you?
Usually.
Or are you adding some trickery
and
extraneous instruments? Not extraneous, but
very, very minimal.
Yeah.
In that there's going to be I'm going to fatten up a chorus with a bunch of extra cello tracks. We might, you know, punch some vocals somewhere. And then the whole looping thing is actually kind of a problem, because if you use the pedal itself, the way that we're set up right now, you can hear me kicking it on the floor. And that can easily be fixed. But the other possibility would be to actually track each loop individually and then just do it that way.
Yeah.
But it's been an interesting challenge to figure out how to do that properly.
Yeah. Well, now I'm disappointed a little bit.
We'll have to come back and just play one song.
I won't get to hear it.
You will soon. You will soon.
I will. And I can't wait. remember how I said I've got three kids?
I know, I don't get out.
This is my night out this week. It's
the song's almost done.
It's okay. Good. I don't mind you. I don't mind you playing over there.
Oh, okay.
You can mind. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
I was trying to find the notes for it. I was thinking we were going to have to play another song, so I was trying to find the notes
for it. Well, it's not the gulag.
It's 8:43.
Yeah.
So we've got about 17 minutes left.
I think Lauren wants to play a song she wrote that's about her guitar.
Well, I would really love some company, but
well, we haven't rehearsed this in since the last Blue Moon. And,
wow!
And he hates to make mistakes.
I can
make mistakes and live with myself. I don't.
And
mistakes,
I can't. So.
Mistakes are not good, but you know they happen.
Are you sure?
The thing is, no one will know. No one will
know. If you make a mistake, yeah,
you can't be out of tune. It's impossible. You know, my finger can whoop, and you know it sounds like a cat gnawing on something. So.
All right. Well, before you do here, let me ask one more question.
Sure.
So for each of you, all time favorite band or musician. Now hold on. my rule though is,
okay, let's hear the parameters.
Don't say something that you think will sound good on radio. Let me give you an example. As much as I might say otherwise in other circles, all-time favorite band, Poison. That's just what I grew up on. I can't help it.
Child of the 80s.
Yeah, that's right.
Lauren?
All-time favorite band.
Or performer.
Doesn't have
musician,
to be the
right?
best.
Can it be a tie?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can it be a tie between like four?
Four?
Maybe. Like the Beatles. I don't know. I gotta say, I'm probably, as far as all music is concerned, probably the Beatles.
Well, I can buy that.
I like them pretty much more than anybody.
Yep, I understand that.
Okay, then I get a tie too.
Okay.
But she only picked one.
Oh, weird. Oh, yeah.
No
what's
tie
the...
for you. I don't know. Maybe it's not a tie. I'll just go with the Beatles. It's safe.
When you said a tie between four, you meant all four Beatles.
Right. Oh, good one. I see what you did there.
You like Ringo just as much as John.
Well, the first album I ever listened to was OK Computer. So I'm still a Radiohead fan 15 years later. But in terms of like a performer, I think one of the most amazing performers I've ever seen was Jordi Savall, and he is a viola da gambist. And I went to a concert where he did a show with a group called Hesperion, and it was ancient music, the first real notated music in history. And this came to us from 1,200, 1,300 years ago at the dawn of when music was first actually notated. And so all those instruments you've seen in the books that they say used to play, these were actually on stage and being played by modern professionals. And it was just the most ethereal, incredible sound I've ever heard, spiritual experience. And so, yeah, I would have to go with those two.
You said Radiohead. Yesterday, I came across a mashup of Radiohead's 15 Steps. Is that?
Yep.
And Dave Brubeck.
Take five. Yeah, because they're both in five.
Yeah.
It was pretty
awesome.
Yeah. Very cool. Very
maybe
cool.
I'll have to go. Maybe I'll play it.
Maybe you should play that.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to hear that.
But for now, Lauren, do you want to do a song?
Sure. I can do a song. That'd be okay. It wasn't the song that I was thinking of, which is the song of the notes that I was trying to find while you guys were talking. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
So it's going to be another one.
Okay.
This song is called, I can't think of the name of the song. Red Brick Road. Trouble on the water, trouble in the land. The Lord has shown no mercy toward the poor boy's working hands. And I ain't seen the light now for nigh on 25 days. 'Cause only darkness falls around this God-forsaken place. I have heard men crying, and I have seen men bleed, and I could swear that this is where God leaves the souls he does not need. Oh no, 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 no. See the fire of hell that burns in the eyes of these children. I can see the desire for money that burns in the eyes of these men. Oh, mama, this is where you go if you follow the red brick road. Did he smile his work to see? Did he who make the lamb make thee? Oh, mama, this is where you go if you follow the red brick road.
All right. So your cellist has left the room.
My cellist. I know. I realize this. I'm in here all by myself.
Yeah.
I open my eyes and everybody's gone. It happens all the time.
I have him in here.
I'm just kidding. Yes, I realize you probably.
Well, I wanted to
there.
Listen from afar to her gorgeous voice.
Oh,
I hear it up close all the time. You know, it's a
you're
treat
sweet.
To be out here.
It's a little weird now. You're
yeah,
in there all
on
the spot.
I don't know what to do. I am. There you are. Hey.
So, have either of you released music in the past as part of other? Well, you've played with Marion Grace.
Mm-hmm.
On their recordings.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no. We're in the process of making one as well. Let's see. I've been on a Gypsy Talon album, Zach Jones' new album.
I love that album.
Yeah, isn't that great?
It's amazing. And Yeah, it's one of my favorite albums that's come out this year.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, I think that's the general consensus.
It's a wonderful feel to that album. Yeah. And did a Rustic album back in the day, and numerous others as well. I really love going into the recording studio, and it challenges you as a musician to try and get as perfect as you possibly can, and raises you to a new level, I feel like.
And Lauren?
Yes, I have two CDs. One was released a couple years ago, 2006, and then one way back, in 2000. I've done some various recording projects with other musicians, but I haven't really released any of my own albums in a couple of years. So the recording project that I'm working on with Tim, I'm really excited about for that reason.
Now, hold on. I'm no mathematician.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure you just said that you released an album in 2000.
And I'm only been playing for 10 years. No, that's
classic.
All true. That's I don't know. It was a long time ago.
It was about 10 years ago.
Maybe it was...
Isn't it only 2004?
I released a CD after I'd been playing for like a year and a half. So... whenever that was. I'm 26, and I started playing when I was 17.
I got a calculator.
I just guess on these things. Come on.
It's close. All right, it's time to take the disguise off. Now, who are you really?
All right. I don't get it.
All right, well... all right, it's about 8:53. You've been listening to Local Motives with... Jelania.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yes. I just want to take a minute to thank them for coming in. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.
Welcome.
It's been wonderful being here.
I want to thank Jeff for making sure everything sounded good. And
thank you, Jeff.
Next week we're going to and I'd like to thank Mike for coming by and sitting in the room with me. So next week on Local Motives, going to be Post-Provost, a much bigger band in the room. So looking forward to that. In about a week's time, like I mentioned, you'll be able to find this on localmotives.org. And otherwise, stick around for the Stay Rude show. I don't know, Ben, are you playing ska this evening?
No.
Okay, don't stick around for the Stay Rude show.
No, stick around.
No.
Around for the even ruder show.
Even ruder.
Yeah.
Even ruder than Rob. So stick around. And I think what we'll do is play the Radiohead versus Dave Brubeck mashup, if nobody minds. Everybody good? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys again.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
It was really great. And... hopefully, after the album, we'll get you back in.
Awesome. Thanks.
Sounds great.
All right. Thank you, guys.